Are your students confident when speaking the target language in your classroom and with speakers of the language? This is not always easy for students. Building speaking confidence in language learners is a gradual process, and it starts with tailoring activities to the specific proficiency levels. In this episode, we'll look at strategies and procedures that progressively build speaking confidence across various proficiency levels. So let's jump in. Are you a language teacher looking for some reassurance that what you're doing in the classroom is on the right track? Or maybe you're looking for some ways to teach even more effectively? If you're one or the other or somewhere in between, you've landed in the right place. This is the World Language Classroom Podcast with your host, me, Joshua Cabral. You're about to get tips, tools, and resources so that your students continue to rise in proficiency and communicate with confidence. Let's jump in. Vamos, allons-y. Hello, my friends. Bonjour, mis amis. Hola, mis amigos. Welcome to the World Language Classroom Podcast. I am Joshua Cabral, and thank you for listening each week as you do. If you're new to the podcast, welcome to this podcast community, and a huge thank you for taking the time to listen to a podcast about language teaching, to be introspective and look at your own teaching, to figure out some ways to do something even more effectively, or just be reassured that you are totally on the right track. But thank you so much for listening. It's one of those things that just makes you an incredible educator. And I like to start every episode by reminding you of that because you cannot hear it enough. Today, we're going to talk about building speaking confidence in our students, in our language learners, in our budding bilingual and trilingual students. I always like to refer to them as budding bilingual or trilingual students because that's what they will eventually be. And we keep that foremost in our mind that that's what we want for our students and our language learners. So this confidence piece is incredibly important because without this confidence, they're not going to take risks and they're not going to jump into using the language. Now, of course, that's easier said than done. So we're going to look at some strategies, some procedures, activities that we as teachers can implement in the classroom to help support students in building that confidence from the very early levels, the early proficiency levels, those novice levels, going all the way up to our more advanced students. This all does truly start at the idea of proficiency levels. Knowing if our students are novice low, mid, high, intermediate low, mid, high, have they reached that advanced level? So truly knowing what their proficiency level is going to be so useful for us as teachers because we are then going to be able to craft activities, create activities, tasks for students that are at their proficiency level, because when they are able to perform at that level, that's what's going to help to build their confidence. So we're going to look at some activities and procedures that progressively build that speaking confidence by implementing these at level types of activities. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with examples to illustrate language output at different proficiency levels, from those simple sentences for novice learners all the way up to more complex language for the higher, intermediate, and advanced levels. So once we look at these specific procedures by level, I will spend some time looking at more broad strategies that we can implement across all proficiency levels as students progress. So as I said, the first essential task for teachers is to understand the language output and text type associated with each proficiency level. Because the hesitation that may come up in a task with students is because the expectation of the language output that they're using or that they're listening to or that they're reading is not aligned with their proficiency level. So we need to know if this is a class of students or a particular student who's at the novice high proficiency level, and we're giving them a task that requires them to produce intermediate, low, intermediate, mid language, then of course there's going to be hesitation, there's going to be that lack of confidence. So we want to help build that confidence by making sure that we are simply creating tasks that are at their proficiency level. I know that sounds simple, but it's something that we always come back to because it is so foundational and fundamental to our teaching. So now the goal, of course, is to work towards confidently communicating their thoughts and ideas in the target language. And so to get them there, we have to scaffold appropriately along the way to get them there. So let's start at the beginning. with our novice low students, and we want to build onto that novice mid language with them. So at these levels, learners may feel hesitant about speaking. Of course, they're new to the language, they're going to feel hesitant. So activities like descriptions of pictures would provide a comfortable starting point. So by focusing on simple vocabulary and asking them to describe familiar visuals, students can begin those foundational speaking skills and confidence. If we're asking them to do more than identify with single words and phrases, they're not going to be able to, and they're not going to have that confidence. So to help build that confidence at this novice low to mid proficiency level, we want to provide scaffolding like sentence starters or sentence frames, and this is where chat mats can be incredibly useful. I had a whole episode on using chat mats in the language classroom with Christina Maggiore, and so I will link to that episode in the show notes so that you can go back and really understand how useful chat mats are for helping to build confidence, particularly at the novice level. But also, Christina talks about using them even at the most advanced levels when students are debating and having really in-depth conversations. So make sure that you listen to that episode on chat mats if you're not familiar with them already, because chat mats are going to be one of those scaffolding tools at this novice level that are going to help build confidence, and they're so useful in supporting students speaking at this level. Also writing, but we're focusing on speaking right here, because that frequent practice in a supportive environment, supportive meaning that they have those scaffolding tools available to them, so that frequent practice in the supportive environment is what's going to help develop that essential speaking skill and overcome that initial apprehension with students, because that apprehension is going to be what leads to a lack in confidence. So all of these little tools are going to help students to gain that confidence beginning at the novice level. But again, the prompt that you're giving to a novice level student is at that proficiency level. So that means it's single words and memorized phrases that they're combining together and using their chat mat. If you're asking them to do more than that, create language beyond that, that's not something they're going to be able to do, and that is going to really ruin their confidence at that point. So we want to make sure that those tasks are at that proficiency level. So giving them certain words like I see, so they can say, I see a red apple, je vois une pomme rouge, veux une manzana roja, whatever that is going to be, that I see, there is, all of those words, those phrases are going to help them build their confidence. So once we move beyond that initial novice low to novice mid, we go into our novice high proficiency level where students are moving to intermediate low. So this is when they're going from having those memorized phrases and chunking them together to creating language on their own. So as students progress from this novice high to intermediate low, role-playing offers them opportunities to take on different personas, because sometimes they're not always so comfortable just talking about themselves, and giving them topics and giving them a way to use information that's provided rather than also creating at the same time. I find that when students are trying to create with language but also have to come up with content, that can also hinder their confidence because they're trying to do too many things at once. So if we can give them the content and then have them role play using that content where they're actually only focusing on the language at that point, we do want to have opportunities for being creative as well, but to not have them all happening at the same time as we're building confidence. So as students are progressing from this novice high to intermediate proficiency level, looking at things like role-playing, it's going to offer that opportunity for those different perspectives and different personas, and it's going to bridge that gap between novice and intermediate levels. So engaging in these real-life scenarios, make sure the role-playing is real-life scenarios, they can begin to express themselves more naturally, and that's going to help build their speaking confidence. So if you're studying a theme like food or food within particular cultures, again, having things like ordering, how would you order in a restaurant in different cultures, and having phrases like I would like, je voudrais, quisiera, any of those language elements that are going to be useful for them to use so that they can speak at that higher level, so that they're able to add on and create more language on their own. So again, if we want to have them speak at that intermediate low level, level confidently, let's move beyond the task that says just one word. Yes, they'll do it with confidence, but it's not going to help them grow in language proficiency. We want to give them a task that will require speaking in full, complete sentences that they create on their own. But if it's really intermediate low, make sure that it's just that one sentence, maybe two sentences. And then moving through the intermediate level is when you'll give them tasks where they have to create those sentences that are connected to each other with connecting words, moving up through the proficiency levels. But again, knowing that proficiency level is so important of finding that sweet spot where they can communicate confidently. And then moving up through the proficiency levels, once we get to that intermediate mid, where students are really pushing themselves up to that intermediate high, and intermediate mid, they tend to hang out there for quite a while before moving up to that intermediate high. But in this case, we want to have language prompts that are focused on maybe debates and discussions, because that's ideal for students that are aiming to reach that intermediate high proficiency level. Because these types of activities require more nuanced language, and they use and promote critical thinking. And this is that opportunity where, yes, they are creating content along with creating language, which is what I was saying to avoid a bit at the more lower levels in the intermediate range. But now that they have the language and they're more comfortable with the language and they're more confident that they can engage in critical thinking, engage in creating content along with the language. So by encouraging these sort of things like structured debates, students not only express their opinions confidently, but they also engage in active listening and responding effectively. And that's a crucial aspect of speaking fluency. So as students are gaining in their confidence of speaking, they're also gaining in their confidence of listening or reading and responding to something that they're listening to or reading or engaging in an interpersonal conversation. So again, at that novice level, make sure the prompts are going to be at that one word, if particularly if it's novice low, or moving into memorized phrases and providing that scaffolding. And then as you get to the novice high, intermediate, mid, you want to have prompts where students are creating with language, but just make sure that it's at that proficiency level of single sentences, maybe a couple of connected sentences. And then once you get into the intermediate, mid to high is where you want your prompts to be more about creating with language and content at the same time and having more scaffolding even at that level, where you can have very advanced chat mats with "in my opinion" or "I believe that" and all of those scaffolds that are going to help them to speak more confidently at that level. So those are some ideas for really looking specifically at the proficiency levels and building the confidence. So now let's look at building confidence through the entire progression with students. So these are more overarching suggestions. So regardless of the proficiency levels, these are some strategies that will progressively enhance speaking confidence at any one of those levels. So the first one I'll mention is just the idea of positive reinforcement and to recognize and celebrate small victories and big victories and acknowledge the improvements that students are making, no matter how incremental, because this is really going to help to boost their confidence. And I always find that actually engaging with the language rather than telling them "good job" is so much more effective. So if a student says, "I like this movie," rather than saying, "Oh, great, you use the correct form of the verb to like and the right, you know, noun gender of the word movie," like that is telling them their language was great and everything, and that's acknowledging it. But if a student says, "I really like the movie," and you say, "Why did you like the movie?" or "What did you like best about the movie?" that communicates to the student that they were actually understood and you were able to have a conversation about it. And that is so much more effective than the accolades and the applause of the effort, which also is important. So we want to do kind of a both and in that situation. But moving beyond just the acknowledging of the correctness of the language and to actually show that you can communicate. "I understood what you said and I'm responding to it." So that first thing is positive reinforcement. And then another thing to focus on is vocabulary enrichment. So we want to introduce relevant vocabulary for every activity, because sometimes they will be engaging in interpersonal activities that will use different types of language. If it's a game that says, "I have this, you have that, do you have this, do you have that?" I see A, there's going to be different language needed to engage in different activities. So we want to make sure that we introduce that relevant vocabulary for each individual task that we're giving students, and then try to use that again, that you're building on different tasks. Because as students acquire those new words, they gain confidence in expressing themselves more accurately. So to focus on that vocabulary enrichment. And the next suggestion is that scaffolded support. And we talked about this individually with the proficiency levels, but really it is something that is overarching regardless of the proficiency level. So begin by providing those sentence starters or question prompts, especially for novice and intermediate learners, and that's going to help them to articulate their thoughts. So anytime you are having students engage with the language and to speak with the language and you want them to gain in confidence, begin with those scaffolds. And over time, you want to remove some of those scaffolds so that students are relying on their own skills and their own confidence. So you don't want to do it all the time, but it's a good place to start with those scaffolding and support and to show students how to use them, and then they will access them going forward. Another thing that I found useful is recording practice and having students record their speaking, whether it's just audio or using something like Flipgrid, where they're watching their own videos and they can hear themselves. Because over time, they'll notice their progress and feel confident in their abilities. So sometimes I'll have students record something at the beginning of the year, and then I'll have them do it a couple of months in, and then 2 or 3 months after that, and then at the end of the year, and I'll have them go back and look at their videos. And when they see their progress, and they can actually see, wow, my verb forms were not that great, or my pronunciation was not always that accurate. But when they have an actual document of their own speaking over time, that's really building in their confidence. And then for me, the most important thing when it comes to building confidence in students is the idea of consistency. Consistency is key. Consistent practice is essential. Frequent speaking activities gradually sort of normalize speaking in the target language. And that's going to reduce anxiety and help to build that confidence. If we're not doing a lot of speaking activities and they're one-off every 2 weeks or once a week or something like that, that's not a lot of time on task for building confidence. So if we're focusing on a lot of listening, if we're focusing on a lot of reading, or we're focusing on a lot of presentational speaking, then students aren't having so many opportunities to engage sort of in real time interpersonal conversations, and that's where they can lack in confidence. So we just need to consistently make sure that we are making it a part of our classroom experience, because the more we do it, the more it normalizes. And what it also does is it shows students that it doesn't have to be 100% accurate every time to be understood. Depending on the amount of time you have for classes, it would be ideal if we could hit on all the communication modes in every class. But if we can at least try to hit on each one of them at least twice, maybe 3 times a week, that would be incredibly ideal. If you're in a block schedule and you have much longer classes, you could do sort of what we refer to as an IPA in a day, where you actually do take an authentic resource and you can engage with it in all of the communication modes. Not everyone has that teaching situation. But we do want to make sure that we normalize with consistency those opportunities for speaking. So to bring this all together with helping our students to build in speaking confidence in our classrooms, we'll go back to the very beginning, and you hear me talk about proficiency levels all the time because they are so essentially important. So make sure, if you don't have a clear idea of what a proficiency level is of a particular class, spend some time making sure you can figure out what that is. What's their text type? So that when you are creating those tasks, they are at level for them. Always a little more challenging because we want them to build, but to give them that opportunity to feel confident in the language that you're giving them. So you're not giving them tasks that are above their proficiency level. And then provide scaffolding at that proficiency level and gradually move away from it, gradually remove it so that students can then perform on their own. And then those consistent opportunities to speak and speak authentically in the target language on topics that are of interest to students, because students want input that's compelling. I always like the idea of compelling input. Students are going to want to read and listen because they're interested in the topic. And the same thing goes for output. We want them to use the language and be excited and confident using the language. Have them talk about topics of interest to them. That is going to come from a place of a lot more confidence than topics that aren't so interesting to them. So give this some thought, particularly around the proficiency levels of your different classes and the opportunities you're providing for students. And just remember that this is a gradual process. This isn't something that happens overnight. It can take a year or two for students to get really confident, but you can start building that confidence early on by making sure that we are having students perform at that sweet spot of their proficiency level. So by considering and implementing these strategies that I've talked about, you can guide your students on this journey towards increased speaking confidence. So whether they're just starting or aiming for advanced proficiency, this whole gradual progression through these tailored activities and continuous, consistent practice, that's what's going to ensure that your students develop the skills and the confidence they need to confidently communicate in the target language. Be sure to check out the show notes where you will see my blog post on building speaking confidence, which is at wlclassroom.com/building speaking confidence, where I bring this all together with the examples so you can see it all in one place if that is useful to you. And there's also the link to the episode with Christina Maggiore on chat mats if you want to visit that as well. And there's also the link to sign up for Talking Points, which is my weekly email newsletter with tips and resources for language teaching. And of course, there are also those links to get in touch with me if you would like to work together, either in person in your school or remotely. Maybe we can work together on building our students' speaking confidence. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to the World Language Classroom Podcast. Be sure to follow or subscribe wherever you're listening so that you never miss an episode. Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Connect with me on X, aka Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, at WL Classroom. And for even more valuable resources, visit my website, wlclassroom.com, where you'll find over 300 blog posts about language teaching. So stay inspired, keep growing, and continue making a difference in your language classroom.